State college officials say President Obama's proposal to make community college free would boost enrollment and benefit the entire college system. But as VPR Steve Zinn reports, they're waiting to see how the plan is received by Washington and other state legislatures.
Community College of Vermont President Joyce Judy says the Obama proposal is significant.
Being able to get your first 2 years of college free or at very little cost would increase the enrollment at community colleges significantly. I can't tell you how many students don't pursue their education because they just can't afford it, or the perception is they can't afford it.
Currently, full-time tuition and fees at CCV average about $6,000 a year. Judy says the figure is higher than other states because Vermont's level of financial support for colleges is low. Much of the cost of operating CCV comes from tuition. Under the president's proposal, the federal government would pay 75% of the tuition for eligible community college students, based on the national average, which is $3,300 a year. The president's proposal, which needs congressional approval, would require states to pay the remaining 25%. But since Vermont's tuition is much higher, the state would need to pay a higher amount to make CCV tuition free for eligible students. Vermont State College's Chancellor Jeb Spaulding says there's a rough estimate for what that would cost.
You know, there has been some back-of-the-envelope cost-sharing estimates, and it's in maybe the $3 to $4 million range, which seems fairly reasonable.
President Obama's proposal only applies to tuition for students at community colleges, even though other Vermont State colleges also offer two-year programs. Spaulding says although CCV would be the most direct beneficiary, the program would help the entire college system.
Just getting more high school students into post-secondary education and having them realize that they can do it, they can afford it, and that they want to continue and can continue would help the rest of our state colleges and university and the private colleges in Vermont as well.
The percentage of Vermont high school graduates who go on to college is below the national average. CCV President Joyce Judy says the Obama proposal highlights a problem that contributes to the growing income disparity in the country.
We're seeing middle and upper income families going to college at the same rate they've always gone. What's happening is students who are from lower income levels are making decisions not to go to college.
It's not clear what the prospects are for the president's idea to become reality, given the politics of Washington. States would also need to sign on to the plan, which is loosely modeled on an existing program in Tennessee. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zend.